Today, card fraud rises across Australia to $2.2 billion. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of those posts covering finance and property news. Well, the ABS just released their statistics about card fraud, which is part of a broader scams survey, which is based on telephone responses from people aged 15 years and over. The information was collected from more than 25,900 people between July 2022 and June 2023. And in the most recent incident of card fraud, the gross amount withdrawn or used for all incidents was $2.2 billion, while the net loss after any reimbursements paid for all incidents was about $476 million. The median amount withdrawn or used per incident was about $200. And there was also a further 514,000 people who experienced some kind of scam and just under 200,000 who were victims of identity theft. The results for the card fraud, which involves the use of credit, debit or FPOS cards to make purchases or to withdraw transactions without the account owner's permissions, show that in 2022-23, an estimated 8.7% of people, that's 1.8 million people, experienced card fraud, which was higher than the rate in 2021-2022 at 8.1%. Those aged 45 to 54 show the highest risk at 11.5%, while the younger and older people were less likely to be impacted. Those living in a capital city with higher incomes and education attainment, and also married, were the most likely to be impacted by card fraud, perhaps because these people are more likely to use cards and make more transactions. Specifically, the ABS said that persons who were married were more likely to be hit at 9.8% compared with a person who was not at 7.1%. They also showed that people living in a capital city were more likely to be hit at 9.1% compared with persons living outside the capital city at 7.7%. And people who have a non-school qualification like a certificate, diploma or degree were 10% more likely to be hit compared to 6.3%. And people living in households with the highest quintile of weekly household incomes were 11% more likely to be hit compared with 6.6 to 9.1% in other household income quintiles. Nearly all people who experienced card fraud in 2022-23 either notified or were notified by a bank or financial institution, 92%. And one in three people, 34%, had less than $100 withdrawn or used in the most recent incident of card fraud, while one in six at 18% had more than $1,000 withdrawn or used. The largest states in terms of population also registered the highest counts of fraud. And the ACCC released its own 2023 report last week, noting that $82 million worth was the final amount lost in the last 3 months of 2023, although they did use a different methodology to estimate the losses than the ABS. Finally, it's worth noting that of those who experienced identity theft, one in three, or 65,600, said the stolen personal information was used to obtain money from a bank account, superannuation or investments or shares. A further 14% said data was used to try to open accounts in their name, and a further 40% also said that fraud was used to try and apply for a loan, credit card or to gain credit. The proliferation of digital world has opened the door for more scams, so we need to be careful with the information we share, the links we click and monitor the statements to look at for fraudulent transactions later. This is another area where I think financial education needs to be enhanced in schools and beyond. As many people are too easily caught, it is important to be digitally smart. But maybe cash is safer and easier to manage. That's worth thinking about in the context of the current drive to remove cash altogether. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. My thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.